Thank you so much for agreeing to be interviewed. It's great to have you here.
Yeah, no, thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. So, what's your work and how is it related to the field of sustainability?
So, my name is Michelle Rogat. I am currently getting my master's in urban and regional planning at UAlbany, focused on energy and sustainability specifically. Currently, I am part of the Climate Smart Community Task Force for the City of Troy. So, I'm working on, currently, we're looking into community choice aggregation, among other things. And I'm deep into writing my master's paper right now to graduate.
Wow, good luck with your master's.
Thanks.
So, what does a green recovery in the capital region look like to you?
To me, a green recovery, well, I mean, really, first, for a recovery for the economy and for the region, really, we need to help people where they are. And a lot of the times, I feel like energy is sort of left out of that equation. We don't think about, I mean, sometimes we do, but not to the extent we could think about people's energy bills, their utility bills. Right now, because of COVID, people are 40 billion behind in the country on their utility bills, and that's in arrears. And, you know, that could come due, or it could be forgiven if the government, federal government steps in with assistance. But in the meantime, we as local governments, we and region, we should really be looking into ways we can help people address the issue to begin with in terms of energy efficiency of their home, their energy use, what options they have available, and the role that local governments can really play in that. Right now, when people pay their energy bills, it mostly that money gets exported out of the region to utility companies or power generators, usually. And instead, we could help them save money. And then that money that's saved could be going towards other things locally within our local economy. So that's one way. And I would really like to see that conversation really grow and develop.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially since energy's become so essential to modern living.
Yeah.
So, what's our region's greatest asset in terms of sustainable planning?
I think one of our greatest assets is that we have Capital District Regional Planning Commission, and through them and a state program, communities have climate smart community task forces within their local governments. So they're all separately working on a lot of the same issues. And so I think collectively we would have a much better, you know, our efforts would make a much better impact if we were working collectively and collaboratively as a region moving forward. And I think there's a lot of interest, and that's one of our biggest assets.
Yeah, definitely. So what conversations or work would you like to see come out of the sustainability conference?
More of a regional conversation, like I said. You know, it's rare that, you know, recently I'm also on a nonprofit that recently started called Capital District Community Energy. And we started as a volunteer group to help research and inform local governments working on doing community choice aggregation. And we represent, you know, several different communities throughout the region. And we realized that, like, we are working on a lot of the same things. And I feel like moving forward, it would be really good if we had more of an established forum to discuss with each other what we're working on instead of just with the resources provided by CDRPC or, you know, NYSERDA, but with each other. And it could be really helpful.
Yeah. Do you want to talk more about like what your organization does, the one that you're working with?
So right now, we don't have any funding or resources. We are still in the process of fully becoming a nonprofit. But we research into what community choice aggregation is, and it is the ability for a municipality once they pass a law, to be able to aggregate their residents' utility accounts, and then through a community choice administrator, a CCA administrator, help go to the market for better residential or small commercial utility rates, energy rates, but also better options in terms of renewable energy and clean energy. And there are different ways to go about it, and we're researching it right now. We're waiting for NYSERDA, the New York State Energy and Research Development Authority. Next month, they are coming out with their mechanism for selling renewable energy credits, which is the environmental attributes of like community solar that exists, or hydropower or wind power that exists. And that is separate from the power itself. And those prices increased a lot over the past year, and mostly because the state is trying to reach their renewable energy goals. So they increased demand for the renewable energy credits by the state needing to procure it themselves. So the voluntary market, us, we are also being affected by those prices. And right now, with everyone going through economic hardships, it would be hard to convince local governments to adopt 100% renewable energy if it would increase residential and small commercial utility costs. And that's something that we don't want to do, especially right now. And there are other ways of doing it. So we're looking into that. That's part of the things that we're doing.